For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
2, 1, 0, all engine running. Liftoff, we have a liftoff.
Greetings, conversationalists. Welcome. It is Eric Erickson here across the United States. The phone number is 877-973-7425. I wade into controversy with some of you now about, well, the culture war. If you're a regular listener of the program, you know, I grew up overseas in Dubai. What you may not know is that in 1990, in the run-up to the Gulf War, my family, we all moved home. My dad continued to travel back and forth for a number of years, working 28 days in Dubai, and would come home for 28 days, working for Conoco. I started at a private school that was about a 30-minute drive from our home, Wilkinson County Christian Academy. Ironically, I was only a couple of years ago did I learn that that school had started as a segregation school back in the 60s, that the white folks in Wilkinson County, Mississippi, Woodville, Mississippi, they didn't want to be in school with an integrated school with black kids, and so they started this school. I always assumed it had started because of the prayer school. You know, sometimes schools get started around that time, and it was because the prayer and school decision came out around the time of desegregation, and oftentimes it's a smear by progressives that the a school was a Christian school was started because they didn't want to integrate, when really it was because of the prayer and school decision. But no, apparently this school really was started because of the segregation issue. I had no idea. I was there for not even half a school year. I think I was there for one semester. My parents decided it was just too expensive for me to drive 30 minutes each way to go to school in Mississippi, plus the private school tuition. It was not a fantastic school, frankly, at the time. I did not enjoy it. Didn't make friends, didn't care for it. I was ahead academically of where the school was. Well, then I got moved to a public school, and that, my friends, was a culture shock. I graduated from Jackson High School in Jackson, Louisiana. My graduating class was 87 kids, and I did make some friends, some of whom I still, to a degree, keep in touch with. But wow, was that a culture shock. I will say, in growing up in Dubai, our school was Sunday to Thursday. We had off Friday and Saturday. And the first couple weeks of public school in Louisiana, of school generally in the States, the school wanted to know why we weren't coming to school on Friday. And we just thought America was awesome. You had 3-day weekends. Nope. We just, you know, I mean, it's something we should have remembered, but nonetheless. So I graduated from public school in Louisiana, rural Louisiana. Jackson, Louisiana, we didn't even have a stoplight in the town. It was so small. And on the wall of all the classrooms in the school was a poster of the Ten Commandments. I think the only classroom that didn't, and she ultimately put it up, it was Dr. Scott was my science teacher, and she did not have it on her wall. And ultimately, I think she did. All the teachers did. It was the posters were donated by a local church group. The school did not make you put it up, but all the teachers wanted to put it up, and all the teachers had them on the walls in their classrooms. And the only person who complained and flat out refused was the band teacher, who was a Teach for America teacher from Boston, who also objected to us having a prayer at graduation. We still had the prayer. Louisiana yesterday passed a law making the Ten Commandments mandatory in classrooms across the state. The Ten Commandments will not be paid for with state funds, but with donated funds. But once the funds are donated and the posters are printed, it'll be required that public school classrooms have them. And the argument is that it is a foundational law that democratic Western societies have made, and so we should put it up. And optional will be the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, the Mayflower Compact, things like that. Those are options. Ten Commandments mandatory. This is clearly about virtue signaling aside in a culture war, and let's put up the Ten Commandments. I'm not opposed to putting up the Ten Commandments. The problem here is that this is a distraction. Governor Landry is a good governor in Louisiana, but Governor Landry is in the pocket of the trial lawyers. Louisiana has massively high insurance costs. If you go to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, you will see wall-to-wall, nonstop billboards for trial lawyers. Interstate I-10 through downtown Baton Rouge is an elevated interstate, and there are trial lawyer billboards everywhere. It's like, you know, Morgan & Morgan, you drive through Georgia now, drive through Atlanta, there are Morgan & Morgan billboards everywhere, the big trial lawyer firm down in Florida. As Florida has done tort reform, they've moved north into Georgia. Georgia has failed to do the tort reform it needs. The Georgia Republicans, oftentimes in the pocket of the trial lawyers. I was a trial lawyer, but they're making it very difficult to get reforms for commercial insurance in Georgia, and it's driving up the cost of trucking and transportation in the state of Georgia. In Louisiana, they have flat out refused any tort reform, and the governor, the one got passed, so the governor's vetoed it in Louisiana on behalf of the trial lawyers who are making a killing in Louisiana, driving up insurance rates. It's getting oppressive for the middle class in Louisiana to get auto insurance. But the governor in Louisiana was funded by the trial lawyers, and even though he's a Republican and a conservative, he vetoed common sense tort reform in Louisiana because the trial lawyers wrote him a big check for his campaign. And so the salve is, hey, I'll give you the Ten Commandments. Don't look over here at how I just screwed your insurance rates. The other problem with the posting of the Ten Commandments is that it's unconstitutional. You can't mandate the Ten Commandments be in classrooms. And this is, to me, idol worship. No one is going to be converted to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ by having the Ten Commandments on the wall in the classroom. But how can you say the Spirit might move them? Y'all, I know, because the literacy rate for third grade in Louisiana is 49%. The kids you need to convert can't read the freaking poster. That's the problem. Oh, but they gave education savings accounts. Why are you so negative? They didn't give you an education savings account in Louisiana. The people who are cheering on the passage of education savings accounts in Louisiana, they only apply to the poor who are in existing public schools. The people who have already worked their butts off, taken a second job to get their kids out of the public school, they're not eligible for the education savings account. They're going to have to put their kid back in public school and then unenroll them from the public school and hope to be eligible. Also, the state hasn't guaranteed funding for the program. So all these people are like, oh, we got education savings accounts in Louisiana. No, you didn't. They haven't actually given it full funding. Only a small portion of people in current public schools are going to have the money. And this is the problem. We don't lack any discernment. They're throwing these shiny objects in front of you saying, look at this, look at this. We got the Ten Commandments and education savings accounts. Well, you haven't done anything so that the kids can read it. There's no literacy improvement in the schools. You screwed the middle class because you vetoed tort reform that would have lowered insurance costs. And those people who are struggling under the high cost of insurance, you haven't actually given them an educational savings account that's funded for them to be able to use. This was a three-card Monty game of moving the shell around, asking, where's the shiny object underneath? Everyone's like, ooh, ooh, shiny object. We got the Ten Commandments on the wall. Yes, you got the Ten Commandments on the wall of every classroom in Louisiana, and guess what? They're going to get sued for it, and they're going to spend a lot of money on lawyers to fight a lawsuit. They're going to lose. And that money could have gone into the educational savings accounts to get kids into religious schools instead of pretending to be a religious school. The money that's going to the lawyers could have gone to fix the literacy rate and the math rate for the schools. Instead, oh my gosh, art, the seals clap. We got the Ten Commandments on the wall of a classroom where no kid is literate enough to read them. Woohoo! Buddy of mine who's listening from Louisiana is texting me right now. Haven't given the education savings accounts full funding, and guess what? There's a budget shortfall. Where do you think they're going to get the money for the budget shortfall? By yanking it back from the education savings accounts that they haven't fully funded. Oh, and by the way, they're not going to be able to pay the lawyers who are going to have to fight the lawsuit over the Ten Commandments. This is stupid culture war politics. There is smart culture war politics. You know a smart culture war politics play? Look at what Ron DeSantis did in the legislation in Florida that prohibits teaching about sexuality and transgenderism and what stuff in elementary schools. The media called it the Don't Say Gay Bill. That's not even mentioned in the legislation. It's a great culture war play that was popular with parents and exposed just how radical teachers' unions were in Florida. It's a great play. Getting pornographic books out of elementary schools woke parents up to what was going on in the schools. It was a great culture war play. What does putting Ten Commandments in a classroom actually do? It virtue signals we're on the side of God. But what is the ultimate summation of the Ten Commandments in Scripture? It's to love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your mind and all your soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. That is the ultimate summation of the Ten Commandments in Scripture. And you're not loving your neighbor when you're taking money from the trial lawyers and vetoing common sense tort reform to lower the cost of insurance so your neighbors can actually afford to drive their car. You're not loving your neighbor when you're creating a budget shortfall that's going to necessitate a tax increase or yanking money from the education savings accounts you just funded. And you're not loving your neighbor by sticking a poster on the wall of a classroom where the kids are too illiterate to be able to read it, and then spending money on the lawyers to fight for the poster instead of spending money to help the kids read. You're not loving your neighbor by putting a poster on a wall. I don't have a problem with the Ten Commandments on the walls. I don't have a problem with it at all. My school did. My public school in Louisiana did. What I have a problem with is Republican politicians dangling shiny objects in the culture war to distract everyone from their abject failures. And that's what this Ten Commandments legislation is. All my Christian conservative friends who don't live in Louisiana, they got absolute priapism over this. I mean, it's been more than 4 hours, and they're all going to have to go check their to see what their doctors can do, because they are all so giddy and worked up over Louisiana passing a law. It virtue signals they're on the right side of the culture war. We can have this idol on the wall, and we can all worship at the poster of the Ten Commandments while we're doing nothing to actually help our neighbor afford to drive their car by lowering insurance rates, and we're doing nothing to fund the education savings accounts except causing a massive budget shortfall for which all the money's going to be yanked. And by the way, all the parents who have taken two jobs to get their kids out of the public schools and put them in the religious schools, they are prohibited from taking advantage of the education savings accounts under the text of the law. But hey, by God, we got the Ten Commandments on a classroom wall in rural Louisiana where the literacy rate in third grade is less than 50%. so none of them will be able to read it.
You're listening to The Eric Erickson Show, the perfect blend of news, analysis, opinion, and cooking. Yeah, cooking. Get the podcast, live stream, email, and social media links by texting Eric to 33777 now.
Welcome. It is Eric Erickson here. The phone number is 877-973-7425. The United States Supreme Court today decided Moore versus the United States of America. Moore versus United States is a tax case that the Supreme Court 5-4 decided that if a corporation has earnings abroad, that they can be taxed to the corporation and the shareholders of the corporation, even if they haven't been pulled back into the United States. It's an American corporation, but its money is in an offshore bank account. Under the Trump administration, the way they were able to pay for their tax cut plan was to tax this money. Now, the left is very giddy, saying that, well, now this justifies a wealth tax, except very curiously, Brett Kavanaugh, who authored the decision, went out of his way to say not so fast. And in fact, the four dissenters made very clear that they don't believe that unrealized taxes can be taxed or unrealized gains can be taxed. You need to understand this. The left wants to tax wealth. Let's take Elon Musk as just an example, as one of the richest people on the planet. $100 billion he is apparently worth. The problem is his $100 billion worth is on paper. It's not real. Elon Musk, if he went out tomorrow and wrote a check for $100 billion, it would bounce. The $100 billion is the value of the stock that he has in Tesla, and it goes up and it goes down. So today he's worth $100 billion. If Tesla crashes tomorrow, he could be worth $70 billion. What if you've taxed him on the $100 billion value of his portfolio? It's not real. The left, Ketanji Brown Jackson, in fact, wrote a dissenting opinion. Only she wrote. Kagan and Sotomayor did not join her, although they might agree with her, say that unrealized gains can be taxed. She went on and went there and signaled that. It's notable that no one else would sign on with this with her. And it's notable that Brett Kavanaugh went out of his way to say he's making no statement whatsoever on unrealized gains, because the next fight to come is going to be over wealth tax. The left is convinced that they can get by a wealth tax. And I think this case, Moore versus United States, largely signals that the Supreme Court as it exists right now will say no. The whole point was that the money was realized. The money was sitting in a bank account. It just wasn't repatriated to the United States. And the Supreme Court said, you can tax that. If it's an American company, you can tax their bank account holdings abroad. But they're not going to deal with hypotheticals. I wouldn't be so sure, left, that you can tax the wealth. Now, speaking of all the wealth and whatnot out there, with banks collapsing, with this wild world out there in economics right now and turmoil in the stock market and with interest rates, Swiss America wants to help you protect your hard-earned assets. They've been the trusted leader in precious metals for 40 years. They're rated A+ by the Better Business Bureau. They can educate you on protecting your assets. They've got this great report, The Shocking War on Cash. In fact, you can see a lot of it on their YouTube channel. They've got a big discussion about what they mean by the secret war on cash. If you go to SwissAmerica.com/YouTube, you can check it out, and you can get the report. It takes less than 15 minutes to read. I've read it. Get your free copy, and it is completely free. All you have to do is call or text my name, Eric, E-R-I-C-K, to 800-289-2646. The All-Out War on Cash includes digital forms of currency, too. You need to find out more with the report. Get it for free at 800-289-2646. Just text Eric to 800-289-2646. Message and data rates may apply.
He's got the courage to tell you the truth, even when it isn't popular. You're listening to The Eric Erickson Show.
Hello. Welcome. It's Eric Erickson here. The phone number is 877-973-7425. Should you wish to be on the program, I am delighted to have you. In fact, I want to go to the phones here to John. You're going to be the next caller. Welcome. How are you?
Good. How are you, Eric?
Good.
I had a quick question. I don't know if you covered it or not. I think your call taker would have mentioned it if you had. Heard about this last night on one of the liberal networks that my wife was watching. This Russia-North Korea agreement. Basically, if you're under duress or under attack, we got your back. But I hear nobody else talking of it.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. So I was going to talk about it in the third hour, but I might as well talk about it now. Because of you, John, I'm going to rearrange the whole show.
Well, thank you.
it's a big deal. So let's reset on this one. Let's do the basics here to John's point. Russia and North Korea have entered into an agreement, a mutual aid agreement, that if Russia is attacked, North Korea will help it. If North Korea is attacked, Russia will help it. I think I'm the only guy in radio who has been regularly talking about this issue, trying to keep it on everyone's radar, that part of what is happening is this Axis power revival. China, Russia, Iran, and their allies, Venezuela is included, Cuba is included, North Korea is included. They're essentially trying to rival the West. One of the things China and Russia are doing is they have decided that the United States is stretched too thin. Now, I need you to be real careful how you think about this, because the hesitancy and the desire of some on the right is isolationism. Let's just pack up for the world and come home and consolidate here. It's a very bad idea, because nature abhors a vacuum. It's trite to say, but it's true. The Chinese and the Russians wish to fill a vacuum, because what they're trying to do is they know that there is angst in the United States. You do understand this. I hope you do. And I don't know that you do. When the FBI and CIA tell us the Russians and Chinese are interfering in American elections, the Democratic Party is using that along with the media to say they're trying to help Trump. And it's not true. They are trying to interfere in the American electoral process. That is true. The media and Democrats, damnably frankly, are turning this, twisting this into an anti-Trump lie. That's not true. What the FBI and the CIA say is not that they're helping Donald Trump. It's that they're trying to pit American against American. When you actually look at what they did in 2016, for example, the Russians, the media tells you only half the story. I remember CNN had a guy who showed up at a senior citizen's house in Florida. She had put something on Facebook, reposted something on Facebook about a rally against Hillary Clinton. And did she not know this was actually a Russian bot? It wasn't real. It was the Russians. By the way, it's true. It was a Russian bot. The Russian bot was trying to get people organically to show up at an anti-Hillary Clinton rally. No one actually showed up. What the CNN reporter did not note was that the same thing was happening against Trump. There were also protests against Trump. This may be more nuanced than some people's brains can handle, but I need you to understand that the media did lie on this issue. And the lie was not that the Russians and Chinese are interfering in the election. That's true. The lie was that it was all about Trump. That's not true. What it was is they were exploiting both sides, trying to turn both sides against each other, trying to bring instability into the American Republic through everybody turning on everybody. And by the way, that's worked brilliantly. Y'all are all just whipped into a frenzy against the left. You know, the number one complaint I get on this program is when I try to explain to you coherently what the left's position is, I get attacked for trying to explain their position instead of just attacking them. The Russians and Chinese have worked brilliantly at turning American against American. They're doing it on both sides. And the media, of course, is on a side, and so they're not giving you the full picture. And the reason the Russians and Chinese are doing this is they're trying to draw us inward. And it's starting to work. There are growing voices on the left and the right who have become very isolationist. We've got too many problems at home. We can't secure our border. Therefore, why are we funding Israel? We can't feed the poor. Why are we funding Ukraine? We can't take care of our schools. Why do we have a foreign policy budget? What they're hoping is that we internalize all of this, withdraw from the world stage, and they will fill the vacuum. and they're now expanding. The North Koreans and the Iranians are providing Russia the technology to fight in Ukraine. Russia has sanctions against it. North Korea has sanctions against it. Iran has sanctions against it. But they're not all the same sanctions. So Iran can get around some of the sanctions to help Russia. North Korea can get around some of the sanctions to help Russia. They can put their technologies together, and the Russians can deploy the Iranian, North Korean missile and drone technology. And now they're working together. And Biden is too incompetent to realize that. You know, the Biden administration won't even sanction Russian nuclear technology. So the Russians are able to make money building nuclear reactors in third world countries right now. There's a big story today in the Wall Street Journal about it. We didn't do comprehensive sanctions, and we should have. It's foolishness. And Russia, China, Iran, North Korea, they're taking advantage of that foolishness. See, here's the thing. The people in Washington, and this gets back to the bureaucracy who are now technocrats who think that the world exists because of them, what they're missing on all of this is that we have to think about this differently. The Russians and the Chinese are trying to spread us thin because they think fiscally we're not well off right now. The truth is they're worse off than we are. We don't talk about that a lot, and the bureaucrats in Washington and their arrogance, they think China is actually on the rise. China's not on the rise. I'm here to tell you, China is not on the rise. The Chinese can cook their books in ways Washington can't. You guys are convinced that all the data that comes out of Washington is a lie, and what I always try to remind you is that there are ways for us to double-check Washington because we do have a free enterprise system. It's not great. It's not as free as it once was, but we still have a private sector led by ADP and others that can cross-reference the public data. And when there is a misalignment between the private data revealed by a group like ADP and what the Census Department or the Commerce Department say, we can see somebody's got it wrong. It's hard for the government to cook the books. Yes, it's true that every revision that has come out in the last several months about the GDP has been revised downward. You can absolutely see they're trying to put the best case forward for Biden, but ultimately they have to revise it downward. And why do they revise downward? Because when the private sector data comes in that shows that the public sector data isn't right, the public sector has to fix the books they tried to cook or they all go to jail. You know what the statute of limitations is on that? It will be well past the time Donald Trump gets back to the White House. These guys got to save their skin. And it's a check that the communists don't have. The Chinese can cook their books and they never have to revise their projections. They never have to revise their forecasts. And there's not a private sector that releases concurrent data that can show the books were cooked. In China, everybody's got to conform to the bottom line. And the bottom line in China is that they're showing weakness in their economy. And if they're showing public weakness privately, the weakness probably is way bigger. In fact, the public weakness they're showing in China right now is worse than our economy. And if it's worse than our economy publicly, you know it's worse privately than that. Why? Because we have satellite data in China. And that satellite data in China is showing this. Towns and cities are going dark. They're literally going dark at night. Nobody's living there. No lights come on at night. We're seeing this in the satellite data. We're seeing parts of China turn off. That suggests they overbuilt and they're collapsing. China's not on the rise. It's on the decline. And the way China is trying to pivot this is to stretch us thin. And we as a nation need to rethink this. And this is where we need to do something that most of you are probably opposed to. And I know, listen, when I ran candidates for office, I'd tell them, know when you're in the minority, even when you think you're in the right. And I'm in the minority here, but I know I'm right on this. We need to start doing deals around the world with countries that would prefer to be with the West than the East. We need to give sweetheart deals. That's what China's doing. We need to do it. China doesn't think we're up for doing it. China thinks that they've got us to such a point that the left and the right are anti-trade and certainly anti-trade with nefarious characters. So the Chinese are willing to go deal with the dictator and we're not. We need to deal with the dictator. Because you know what most of the dictators want? The dictator does not want to go vacation in North Korea. The dictator wants to go vacation in New York City. The dictator does not want to go to Moscow. The dictator wants to go to Los Angeles. Let them come. Trade with third world dictators. The Chinese don't think we have the stomach to do it. Ronald Reagan did it. The left loves to hate on Augusto Pinochet. Augusto Pinochet was a dictator who killed a lot of people. He also drove the communists out of his country and set the country onto a path of economic prosperity. He was a complex person who did some terrible things, but he did them because it actually brought his country to align with the West. And that was a good thing, and we should not apologize for aligning with Pinochet. We absolutely should not. We got to make our peace with that. We got to be willing to trade with these countries. We got to be willing to offer them an in to the West. I assure you that the dictators in small country Africa that the Chinese are trying to do rare earth mineral deals with, they would far prefer to go to New York or Los Angeles or Miami than Beijing, Shanghai, Pyongyang, or Moscow. They love the West. We should be willing to trade with them. We should be willing to do deals with them, development deals. We should be willing to offload our manufacturing from China to these third world countries and say, hey, we'll give tax credits to our businesses to build up and train your workforce and bring our factories to your country and get them out of China. The Chinese are dependent on us right now. The Chinese need us economically. If we start encouraging our companies through the use of tax credits and tax incentives to get out of China, they're going to do it because they see where this is headed and they want to maintain productivity. The Chinese can't afford for us to have them do it. We can't afford for them not to. We have ways to turn the course and turn the tide on this. And the Chinese and the Russians, the North Koreans and the Iranians, the Venezuelans, they are of this belief that the United States will not change course, will not think creatively. It's not thinking outside the box. It's doing what Ronald Reagan did. Build allies and coalitions with nefarious third world dictators who would prefer to vacation in Miami than Moscow. It's very simple to do. We've got the resources to be able to do it, and we should do it. Stop holding your nose and being disgusted by some of these third world dictators. Would you rather them be with China or with us? That's what it comes down to. We need to be realistic about the politics of the world. Realpolitics is a thing, and we should be embracing it. Sadly, Joe Biden is deploying the patterns of Jimmy Carter, and the Republicans have decided to go back to some early 20th century version of a GOP that relied on tariffs and trade wars instead of being expansionist free marketeers spreading American glory around the world. You know, these countries, you go to them, these poor countries, they're dreaming about Western culture derived from Hollywood in the United States, pre-woke. They're not dreaming about Chinese cultural studies or Russian film. They're thinking Hollywood. They're thinking American companies. They're thinking McDonald's. We have a story to sell to them to get them to our side and shut the Chinese and the Russians out. We just have to have the will to do it. And we got to secure our border. We got to do that as well. Americans for Prosperity Foundation has been taking people to the border to see. You know, y'all think about it. It's a humanitarian problem. We got these millions of people coming across. It's an ecological nightmare as well. Because they don't just bring themselves, they bring trash, they trample the ground. There's ecological fallout from it as well. And Americans for Prosperity Foundation has been taking people to see it. And Americans for Prosperity itself has been taking people to SecureBorderSecureAmerica.com, a website that shows you the common sense solutions to secure the border. Whether it's more Border Patrol agents, more judges to process amnesty claims quickly, more deportation authorities, a physical wall, technology, there are easy, common sense, conservative solutions to be able to secure the border. They have them for you to see at SecureBorderSecureAmerica.com. It's brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. And then Americans for Prosperity is mobilizing and incentivizing you to take action by going to members of Congress and saying, hey, these are common sense, cost-effective solutions for us to secure the border. Why don't you do them and get your voice heard? Go to SecureBorderSecureAmerica.com. SecureBorderSecureAmerica.com. brought to you by my friends and yours at Americans for Prosperity.
You can follow Eric around on social media at EW Erickson on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. And check him out at EWErickson.com. Join Eric's army of activists. Text ARMY to 33777 now.
Greetings, conversationalists. Welcome. It is Eric Erickson here. The phone number is 877-973-7425. I have been advised that Governor Kevin Stitt will be making it to the gathering in August. He is the governor of Oklahoma. He'll be on stage with me in Atlanta August 9th and 10th. We've got Glenn Youngkin, Brian Kemp, Doug Ducey, Kevin Stitt. We're waiting to hear back from Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott. We'll have a number of congressmen and senators there as well. It is where we take our listeners and bring them all together in person. We'd love to have you. If you text the word ENGAGE to 33777, you can come hang out with us in Atlanta August 8th through 11th. The big days are the 9th and the 10th. Glenn Youngkin's going to be there the night of the 8th for a welcome reception with everybody. He's going to come hang out with everybody. All you got to do is text the word ENGAGE to 33777. I'll send you back the link. Get your ticket now. And it's going to be a fantastic time in Atlanta with these great guys. I'm excited by it. And, you know, one of the things I want to talk about is just kind of the vision for the future. Regardless of what happens in November, the GOP needs a vision of ideas. There is this great conversation now flowing about how to connect with the working class, which seems to be drifting to the right. So what do we do? Those are the conversations we need to have, and I am excited to have them on stage at the gathering with these leaders of the conservative movement, popular, successful governors across the nation. Go to text ENGAGE to 33777 and get your ticket. Mike Pence is going to be there as well, former Vice President of the United States. And we're hoping to have Kevin Wantley, the chairman of the Republican National Committee. And we're working with the Trump campaign to, well, get some intriguing guests as well. And more about that later. Text ENGAGE to 33777 if you would like to come be at the gathering. No other conservative talk show in the country brings all these people together to sit down in person with you. And by the way, they answer your questions too. It's going to be a fun time. Now, when we come back, I got to move to the stuff I was going to talk about until John got me off track with North Korea. We got more to discuss. But first, I got to tell you, it's the 50% off sale at omahasteaks.com. Omahasteaks.com. And you really need to go take advantage of it for the 4th of July because you're going to be grilling. I know I grill out for the 4th of July. You're going to grill out for the 4th of July. It's going to be fantastic. Omahasteaks.com. You go put in Eric in the search bar, and they will give you some great suggested packages. You're going to save 50% off site-wide, and you're going to get that 100% satisfaction guarantee. If you're not happy, they're going to make you happy. They want you happy at omahasteaks.com. You get seafood. You get desserts. You get sides. You get main courses. You get great steak. You get incredible burgers. You get great hot dogs. Everything is fantastic. Everybody is happy whenever they order from Omaha Steaks. With the 4th of July coming up, they can also save you money. 50% off site-wide. 50% off everything at the site, omahasteaks.com. If you need, they've got so many options. If you need a suggestion, just put my name in the search bar, Eric. They'll give you a great custom package with steaks and desserts and so much more just in time for the 4th of July. Take advantage of the Independence Day sale right now. omahasteaks.com. Everything's off 50% site-wide.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.